If this case, this particular matter, evoked public outrage in any way, my view is that the state, in opposing bail, ought to have placed before me exactly where this outrage lay. I have some difficulty also with the fact that even though there may have been individuals in the court and outside the court who took umbrance at the violent nature of the deceased death, before I can find it established as a ground that there will be a shock and outrage in this particular matter if I release the accused on bail, I cannot certainly do so on my own and in isolation. I would need to have evidence before me in that regard. And if that is the ground on which, or the ground that the state wishes to show has been established, which prevent the accused release on bail, then there are factors that will convince me to do that. Whether the shock or outrage of the community might lead to public disorder if the accused is released is one of them. Whether the sense of peace and security among members of the public will be undermined or jeopardized by the release of the accused. Now, I must highlight that whilst bail is inquisitorial and whilst bail, the standard in bail is not that in terms of the law, the applicability of the law of evidence. That notwithstanding, I cannot flagrantly disregard the fact that there needs to be a proper basis laid before the establishment of grounds in the Criminal Procedure Act. I do also wish to indicate that it is indeed an area of concern that where the state is in possession of information, albeit in a magazine, that the accused, for instance, has property in Italy, that the state machinery, sound and solid as it is, did not contact, for instance, Interpol or any other international police agency to help determine whether the accused indeed has a property registered in his name in Italy and whether or not he is allowed to use it. And if had that been done, then the accused would, as a matter of course, not mention it in his affidavit, and that would have certainly counted against him. Having regard to the fact that the accused is not a flight risk, and that the accused does not show a propensity to commit violence, the accused, there is no evidence before me, will interfere with state witnesses, and there isn't proper evidence before me relating to the public perception of the matter. And having regard to the totality of the evidence before me, against the factors that need to be established before the accused may be denied bail, I find that the very non-establishment of those factors set out in section 64A to E, together with the fact that the accused has, in this instance, offered a version under oath at a very early stage, and I do not attach any weight to the investigating officers' concessions with regard to the defense version. But the fact remains, ordinarily, one gets flimsy affidavits merely saying, I deny the allegations, I will not flee. But in this instance, the accused has reached out to try to meet the state case, of course, against the background of those improbabilities that I have seen and mentioned. That fact, that reaching out in the affidavit, in the way that he did, placing it before the court, together with the fact that none of the factors that need to be established have been established, I come to the conclusion that the accused has made a case to be released on bail.
As far as the amount concerned and conditions of bail is concerned, I'm ready to address.
All right. Could I just get 5 minutes, please?